To WNY Oneonta, because all the other stations play this.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Help us help first responders in your community today. Go to firstrcf.org to learn more.
Hello, this is your WONI Music Update, brought to you by the WONI Music Department. Here's some upcoming shows for the weekend. On Friday, October 13th, from 3 to 6 p.m. in the CRJE Center in Lee Hall, the Balan and Oneonta Music Festival featuring live music, food, activities, and more will take place. The festival is free. On Saturday, October 14th, the B-Side Ballroom hosts two events. Starting the night off at 7 p.m. is the Joe Barner Quartet Supper Club featuring Stacey Dillard on sax. And in the evening at 10 p.m. is Sarah Gross with Oneonta artist Ali Sant opening. Tickets are $5. On Sunday, October 15th, metal bands Goblin Disruptor and Cat Hook perform at Foothills. Tickets are $5 and $10 day of, starting at 7:30 p.m. This has been your WONI Music Update, and as always, keep it locked.
I wanna love you, but I don't know how. I wanna give you everything you talk about wanting. I wanna help you feel that you're enough. I wanna hold you when you come patience, just wasted time.
Give me a W.
W.
Give me an O.
No.
Give me an N.
No.
Close enough. Give me a Y.
No.
That was weird. Anyways, what does that spell? Seriously? You don't know? It's Wony, people. Wony.
That's not even a word!
All right, there's no need to be so harsh about it. Everybody just needs to calm down. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, November 9th, the closing reception for Vestiges by Clayton Davis is your last chance to see this exhibit. This event starts at 4 p.m. in the Fine Arts Gallery lobby. Also on Thursday, Hunt Union is hosting puppy class from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Hunt Lounge. 8 training puppies are available to pet. On Friday, November 10th, the first showing of All in the Timing is being presented in the Goodrich Theater at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, November 11th, Club Odyssey is hosting Club Night. For more information, see their Instagram. Also on Saturday, Macduff Hall is hosting Nebula Nights, full of fun activities and food. This event begins at 9 p.m. Finally, on Sunday, November 12th, the Planetarium in the Perna Science Building is hosting a night of exploring the cosmos through the lens of a Voyager. There are two showings, one at 7 p.m. and one at 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Oh,
Skin on skin, no touch, taking moments. You're listening to Vinylthon.
Heard on radio stations around the world.
Because in vinyl, we trust.
Thank you. much better than the last time that you met her. And quick cut to the country, standing in the open doorway, where I'm cradling a baby, and I'm strong.
Bachelorette in bed, why? I smoke about the exile. It's true, I had my chakra too. Boom, boo, when I was young and in bloom. But is this all I am now? Your old best pal's high school pet sounds. I'm not dead, I'll jar the lightning in my head. Yeah, if I can get out of bed. So just tell me what the work is. Or have I outlived my purpose? And are you just a
tell me. down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta, we love Paul Simon.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.
This Sunday, April 14th, is Woney Island. Starting at 2 p.m. in the President's Garden, Rain Location M201 in Fine Arts Building. There will be free live music from 2 to 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
I feel round, I feel round, I feel round, I feel round. So te envío amor de aquí. No dejo de pensar en ti. Hace unos meses que te vi. ¿Qué me dices? Ya no existes.
You left me empty. Hollowed and empty. Me dejaste vacío. Hueco y vacío. Oh.
Cantando en otro lenguaje pa' que no me entiendes. No quiero que sepas cuánto me duele. No quiero verte. Quiero tenerte todos los días. Todos los días.
Everyone always breaking hearts tonight. Everyone I know is bleeding, but I know we'll be alright. Everyone I know is breaking hearts tonight. Everyone I know's a broken heart. Ghosted, feeling free.
You know, it's funny. I took a shower right before I came out to the office today, and my hair froze over.
WOMY Oneonta. It's really cold.
Did you know the average cough can travel distances of up to 6 feet?
What?
Government-required face coverings cut this number down exponentially. COVID-19 is one of the worst global pandemics we've seen to date, so simple guidelines have been put into place, such as social distancing and wearing masks. And yet, still not everyone is wearing them over a year later. Studies are showing major inconsistencies in mask wearing across different age groups, with certain groups wearing them significantly less than the others. Especially in ever-changing times like this, wearing your own